From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Welcome to the English program from Voice of Indonesia that you can listen on shortwave frequency 3325 and 4750 kHz, voinews.id and RRI Digital Mobile App. And to begin our special edition of the last day in 2023, we present you Kaleidoscope 2023.
Voice of Indonesia.
We begin Sport Kaleidoscope in July with information from the Indonesian Minister of Youth and Sport, Dito Aritejo, who praised the community's participation in taking part in the 7th National Recreational Sport Festival, or FORNAS, 2023. This event took place in Bandung, West Java from July 2nd until 9th. Minister Dito said that FORNAS is a biennial national trip which is able to bring more than 23,000 participants or sport enthusiasts. The fantastic number will certainly give inspiration and new spirit to take part in sport. Ocean Man Asian Championship Indonesia 2023 will be held again in Bali. After successfully holding the Ocean Man Bali 2022 Open Water Swimming Competition, Olympians Albert C. Sutanto and Felix Sutanto again presented Ocean Man 2023 in Bali, Indonesia. This year, the competition took place at the Intercontinental Bali Resort Jimbaran from July of 7th, 8th, and until 9th, 2023. This event is an international level open water swimming competition. Indonesia won 2 gold medals at the Rock Climbing World Cup in France. Indonesia took home 2 gold medals and 2 bronze medals in the continuation of the IFSC Rock Climbing World Cup series, which took place in Chamonix, France from July of 7th until 9th. Responding to the positive achievements of Indonesian rock climbing athletes, Chairperson of the Indonesian Rock Climbing Federation, Yeni Wahid, said that these achievements further raise confidence that Indonesia's rock climbing would gain more achievements at the 2024 Olympic Games in Paris, France.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia gained success again at 2023 Chengdu World University Games. Indonesia achieved success again at the 2021 FISU World University Games Chengdu, China by winning 7 medals and 4 of them were gold medals. Reporting from the official website of the Ministry of Youth and Sport, the red and white team won 7 medals from the Student Sport Week or FISU World University Games Chengdu 2021, which took place in Chengdu, China from July 28 to August 8, consisting of 4 gold and 3 silver medals. Tour de Borobudur 2023 was held on August 5 until 6, 2023. This event not only held bicycle racing, but also presented the natural beauty of the Central Java region, especially Borobudur Temple. The Tour de Borobudur TDB was attended by 1,200 cyclists. The TDB is always successful in bringing cyclists from local and foreign countries to every event. The trophies given to the winners this year were very special. This is because the TDB trophy brings the theme Unity in Diversity, which was created by artists and high school students. Indonesia wins overall champion in horseback archery in Russia. Arsa Wening, who competed in the general adult class, was named general champion Cup of St. George's Victorious International Horseback Archery Competition 2023, which was held in Sverdlovsk, Russia from 18th until 20th of August. The competition was attended by 7 countries, namely Russia, Indonesia, Turkey, Saudi Arabia, Pakistan, Uzbekistan, and Kyrgyzstan. Indonesia hosted the 45th CH Group Championship 2023 Southeast Asian Aquatic Sport Event, which for the first time competed in 3 sports, namely swimming, water polo, and diving. The annual event was held at the Gelora Bung Karno Aquatic Stadium in Jakarta from 24th until 26th of August 2023.
Voice of Indonesia.
Starting September, the Indonesian national esports team for the game Mobile Legends Bang Bang or MLBB managed to take second place in the 2023 IESF Esports World Championship, which took place at the Palace of Culture, Iași, Romania from September 1st until 3rd, 2023. In the final round, the Indonesian team competed against the Philippine MLBB team in the match with the format best on 5. However, the Garuda squad had to admit their opponent's superiority with a final score of 1-3. Indonesian lifter Rahmat Erwin Abdullah succeeded in breaking the world record for the clean and jerk lift at the 2023 IWF World Championship in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, which was held on September 11, 2023. In his previous participation at the 2022 IWF World Championships in Bogota, Colombia, Rahmat also succeeded in making achievements by breaking the clean and jerk record with a lift of 200 kilograms in the men's 73 kilograms class. The Indonesian Olympic Committee officially launched the National Olympic Academy of Indonesia, NOA Indonesia, and this academy carries out an educational mission to all levels of society regarding Olympic values. The launch of NOA was done by KOI General Chairman Raja Sabta Oktosari, accompanied by Rafiq Hakim Radinal as Director of NOA of Indonesia and Director of NOA of Malaysia Nicholas Chan on September 18, 2023. The 2023 Telemoye 7 International Paragliding Championship was held again in Semarang, Central Java. The Telemoye 7 International Gliding Championship took place on Mount Telemoye, Semarang Regency, Central Java from 18th to 24th September 2023. The championship was attended by 55 aerospace sport athlete pilots from Indonesia, India, and Hong Kong, which were divided into 3 classes. The paragliding championship, which was held on Mount Telemoye, 1,894 meters above sea level, is a race to gold.
Voice of Indonesia.
We begin the month of October with good news from the Pertamina Mandalika International Circuit in Central Lombok Regency, West Nusa Tenggara or NTB Province, which was declared to have passed the homologation process with a grade A from the International Motorcycle Federation FIM and Dorna. Managing Director of the Mandalika Grand Prix Association MGPA, Priyandi Satria, in a press statement in Mataram conveyed that the issuance of the homologation pass certificate means that this circuit, which was the pride of Indonesian people, was fit and ready to hold the Grand Prix. The Indonesian national team won a landslide victory over Brunei Darussalam in the 2026 World Cup qualification. The Garuda team won 6-0 in the first leg of the first round of the 2026 World Cup qualification, which was held at the Gelora Bung Karno Main Stadium on Thursday evening local time. In the second leg, Indonesia visited Brunei Darussalam and managed to win with the same score. This made Indonesia occupy first place in Group F qualifying for the 2026 World Cup along with Iraq, Vietnam, and the Philippines. The 2023 Mandalika MotoGP match in Lombok presented exciting moments featuring Ducati racer from Italy Francesco Bagnaia, who was the winner. Completing the 2023 Pertamina Grand Prix of Indonesia podium, Maverick Vinales is the second place and Yamaha rider Fabio Quartararo is in the third place. With this victory, Bagnaia was able to return to the top position in the 2023 MotoGP standings. He collected 346 points. Meanwhile, George Martin remained in second place in 2023 MotoGP standings. His figure is stuck at 321 points. A total of 130 Indonesian athletes with disabilities competed in 12 sports, including athletics, swimming and badminton at the 2022 Hangzhou Asian Para Games, which took place from 22nd until 28th of October 2023, in which Indonesia managed to come in 7th with a total of 95 medals. This success has boosted the confidence of Indonesian Para Games athletes to continue to excel at the 2024 Paralympics in Paris.
Voice of Indonesia.
We start the sport kaleidoscope in November from football. Indonesia hosted the FIFA Under-17 World Cup 2023. This tournament was held in Indonesia from November 10th to December 2nd, 2023, in three cities, namely Jakarta, Bandung, and Solo. Even though Indonesia did not make it into the round of 16, it presented an exciting battle in the last match with Morocco. The 2023 FIFA Under-17 World Cup trophy went to the German national team after they managed to beat France on penalties with a score of 4-3 in the final. The Mali national team won third place after beating the Argentine national team with a score of 3-0. The Indonesian contingent was ranked 8th in the 2023 World Wushu Championships, which took place in Fort Worth, Texas, United States from November 16th to November 20th. In total, in the red and white team sent 15 contingent members to the Wushu Championship, which was attended by 72 countries. The 2023 World Wushu Championships featured two competition events, namely Taulu and Sanda. As quoted on the official website of the Indonesian Ministry of Youth and Sport, the Indonesian contingent collected 1 gold, 3 silver, and 7 bronze medals. 1 Indonesian gold was presented by Haris Horatius through the men's Taulu Nandau number. Meanwhile, 3 silver medals were snatched by Seraf Naro Siregar, 2 silver medals through men's Taulu Changkuan and men's Taulu Gunsu, and Bintang Rendra Nada Guitara men's Sanda 56 kilograms. Mixed Martial Art or MMA Indonesia athlete Jeka Asparido Saragih, or known as Jeka Saragih, succeeded in overthrowing Lucas Alexander in his UFC debut match Sunday at Arena FC Fight Night through 3-2 Apex Las Vegas, United States. JK managed to knock out Lucas in the first round when the fight had only lasted 1 minute 31 seconds. In his first win, JK Saragi was seen wrapping the red and white flag and wearing a typical Simalungun headband on the ring while celebrating the victory. North Sumatra hosted the 2023 Aquabike Jet Ski World Championship on Lake Toba on November 22 until 26, 2023. The championship, which was held in four districts in North Sumatra, namely Karo, Dairi, Samosir, and Toba, was an event with folk parties, cultural performances, and culinary festivals. There were 100 riders from 22 countries taking part in the championship. The Minahasa Wake Fest 2023 water sport competition was held on Lake Tondano, Minahasa, North Sulawesi on November 24 until 26, 2023, competing in two sports, namely wakeboard and wake surf. This tournament was participated by 7 countries, namely China, Hong Kong, Indonesia, Japan, Singapore, Taiwan, and Thailand. This international level water sports championship on Lake Tondano is under the International Water Ski and Wakeboard Federation and was participated by 84 athletes.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian swimmer Joe Aditya Kurniawan is focused on pursuing a ticket to the 2024 Paris Olympics after breaking the national record by finishing first in the men's 100-meter butterfly at the 2023 FIF Indonesia Open Aquatic Championship. Joe was named the best swimmer in the FIF of the championship 2023, which started on December 12. Joe was also the fastest swimmer in the men's 100-meter freestyle. Apart from Joe, the swimmers who are being prepared to win Olympic tickets are Farel Armandio, 22, Angel Gabriel Yus, 22, and Indonesian German athlete Agung Alexander Boch, 24. The West Java men's and women's teams won champion titles at the 2023 Junior Indoor Volleyball National Championship, which took place at the Gor Chandra Dimuka Padepokan Volley General Polisi Kunarto Stadium Sentul Bogor, West Java on Sunday, 17 December. In the final round, the West Java women's team won over Yogyakarta in straight sets 3-0, 25-14, 25-22, 25-20. Meanwhile, the West Java men's team beat Central Java with a score of 3-1, 25-22, 25-19, 23-25, 30-28. In the meantime, the East Java men's and women's teams managed to rank third. The East Java women's team beat DKI Jakarta, while the men beat the East Kalimantan team. The Indonesian para badminton team won 7 medals at the 2023 FAZA Dubai Para Badminton International Championship, which took place in Dubai, United Arab Emirates, 11th until 17th December. The official statement from the Indonesian Paralympic Committee on Monday stated that in the 5th edition of the championship, the Indonesian national badminton team won 1 gold, 3 silver, and 3 bronze. Even though they were only able to win 1 championship crown in Dubai, Coach Jarod Hermowo still appreciated the performance of Indonesian players in chasing points for the 2024 Paralympics. The DKI Jakarta Provincial Government's Women's Rugby team came out as runner-ups in the Johor Malaysia Rugby Sevens tournament after being defeated by the host representatives, the Kedah Ladies team, with a score of 7-12 in the cup category at the top match, which took place in Johor Bahru, Malaysia on Sunday, 17 December. Meanwhile, the DKI Jakarta provincial government men's rugby team was quite satisfied with winning third place in the plate category after being defeated by the Iskandar Raiders team from Malaysia in the semifinals on the same day. The Indonesian National Sport Committee sent its best men's and women's teams to represent Indonesia in the Johor Rugby 7th Championship held by the Johor Rugby Union and attended by athletes from three countries, namely Indonesia, Malaysia, and Singapore. Well, listener, that was Sport Kaleidoscope 2023. I am Ahmad Faisal. See you next time.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian Wonder today is featuring Get Tip Cake, a typical snack from Tulung Agung. If you visit Tulung Agung in East Java Province, you won't feel complete if you haven't tried the delicious Getty Cake. The savory taste of the snack is obtained from a mixture of peanuts and sesame, which gives a different taste sensation. No wonder it becomes a favorite among Tulung Agung residents. Getty Cake has a savory and sweet taste which comes from brown sugar which is mixed together, giving a delicious taste sensation. This Getty Cake is usually served to guests, especially during big holiday hall celebrations such as Idul Fitri or weddings. Apart from having a distinctive taste that is different from other culinary delights, Getty Cakes also has very high nutritional value. It can also be used as a typical souvenir from Tulung Agung, and there is no need to worry because Getty Cake can last a long time at room temperature. The process of making Getty in Tulung Agung begins with peeling and washing peanuts. Then roast the peanuts. After that, mash it until they are fine or coarse. Then prepare a non-stick frying pan. Then add water, sugar, salt, and honey. Stir briefly and cook over low heat. Add butter while continuing to stir. After that, turning off the stove and mix the sesame seeds and nuts evenly and quickly so that the Getty mixture dries quickly and becomes hard. Continue rolling out the dough using a rice ladle to even out the surface of the dough so that it's easy to cut. Lastly, wait until the mixture has cooled and hardened. Then cut it according to your taste. Package using small plastic packaging and Getty Cake is ready to be served. In terms of taste, the traditional Getty is no less than today's snacks, very suitable to accompany coffee or tea. That was Indonesian Wonder today.
ditemani cinta membawa kisah kita.
Of Indonesia.
Today's miscellany is featuring New Year celebration. New Year is always a special moment for people all over the world, including Indonesia, which is known for its cultural diversity. New Year celebrations in Indonesia in 2023 present scenes full of joy, diversity, and hope, not only just counting down the final seconds to the New Year, but also incorporate unique traditions from various regions. In several places, people hold various celebrations like singing and dancing, traditional ceremonies, even religious rituals to welcome the New Year with blessings. Like in many places in the world, one of the typical elements of New Year celebration in Indonesia is the magnificent fireworks display. In large cities, the night sky is filled with colorful lights from various types of fireworks organized by the government and local communities. There are a number of New Year celebration points in Jakarta that you can visit to witness the moments of the New Year 2024 with relatives or friends. From year to year, the Ancol area is often used as a destination to spend New Year's Eve. This year, presenting a celebration entitled Ancol Wonder Fest, visitors can watch a number of entertainment such as talent shows, live music, game shows, music concerts with celebrities from the capital, as well as fireworks displays, as quoted from Ancol official website. Along Sudirman Tamrin Road to the National Monument, a New Year celebration is held by the Jakarta Tourism and Creative Economy Office. There are 11 entertainment stages spread across a number of points, including the main stage located at the Hotel Indonesia Roundabout. Another location in the city is Taman Mini Indonesia Indah, also known as a holiday destination. it is an alternative place to celebrate New Year's Eve. In fact, the series of celebration for Christmas 2023 and New Year 2024 at Taman Mini have started on Wednesday, December 20th, and will last until Tuesday, January 2nd, 2024. The entertainment feature is 12 days of music concerts, podcasts, stand-up comedy, and others. That was Miscellany Today.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOA listeners, today's music corner, I will discuss a song by Nadif Basalamah. One of Nadif Basalamah's hit song entitled Penjaga Hati successfully tops the charts on Spotify. Even though this song was released on June 21, 2023, until the end of 2023, it is still played frequently. This song describes a deep love when someone is willing to do anything to express his love. The song, which means Guardian of the Heart, is produced by Petra Sihombing and written by Nadif Basalamah, Petra Sihombing, and Deva Sirat. The song is the first time Nadif has released a single in Indonesia. Thanks to its romantic and touching lyrics, the song is present on various digital streaming platform channels, such as Spotify, TikTok Music, Apple Music, YouTube Music. Not only that, Penjaga Hati succeeded in becoming the only Indonesian song to reach top 100 global daily charts. Well, listener, here is Nadif Basalama with the song Penjaga Hati. Enjoy!
Tak sadar ku temukan wanita rupawan yang sadarkan dia seorang tiada lain tiada bukan hanya dia. Dia buatku nyaman dalam hangat pelukan. Dia perasa yang mengerti yang ku rasa. Arungi tujuh laut samudra, kan ku daki pegunungan Himalaya. Apapun kan ku lakukan untuk dirimu sayang, oh penjaga hati. Dan aku sempurna. Semoga ada cara untuk terus bersama. Selalu ku tunggu, tak mau berlalu kau dan aku. Kan ku warungi tujuh laut samudra, kan ku daki pegunungan untuk dirimu sayang, oh penjaga hatiku, oh. Daki pegunungan Himalaya. Apapun kan ku lakukan untuk dirimu sayang, oh penjaga hatiku, oh, oh, oh. Karena bersamamu semua terasa indah. Guna gulana hatiku telah hancur siang. Janjiku takkan ku lepas wahai kau bidadariku dari surga untuk selamanya.
Of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
I met you a little while ago, glad that you words out of mouth. Let's go. Feel the sparks all the way. Never feeling this way. Really brought the sun in my gloomy rainy day. Go out everywhere we wanna go. Don't care about the bills, no. Never ever written days unfold. Butterflies filling my soul. Every miles we've been through, feeling my dreams come true. It's obvious we're meant to be together. I wanna feel your hands hold me tight.
Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
You break.
Voice of Indonesia.
Jangan ganggu dia dengan aku. jelas di mataku. Kau suka dia, ku tak ingin untuk mengganggu. Tapi rasa tak bisa ku sangka, dia milikku bukan milikmu. Dia bahagia denganku, tak perlu kamu.
Of Indonesia.
Jadi atas sebuah janji, dan kau berjuang menepati waktu. Begitupun juga diriku untuk sebuah temu. Sampailah kita di sebuah masa, panjangnya malam tiada guna. Nampak hanya ada dua jam saja. Detak-detik meluncur derasnya, bingung terdiam dan sadar betapa anehnya. Aku salah memperhitungkan waktu, dan engkau pun sadar akan itu. Sedih pun tak perlu. Sesal bukan lagi jadi yang utama, hanya soal sia-sia. Kita bisa apa? Terlanjur sudah nikmati saja. Petaka dua jam yang tersisa, persetan atas segala upaya. Jua kita sudah sadar pasti, kesempatan yang ada hanya sekali ini ya. Ada mengapa atas nama cinta
bersatu tiada atas rasa cinta.